A bill in the Iowa legislature would break up the Des Moines Waterworks Board and replace it with a regional water authority. Supporters say we'll update a 100-year-old system for delivering water to the growing metro and its suburbs. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports critics say the bill is really about stopping a controversial lawsuit from the Des Moines Waterworks targeting large-scale agriculture.
2 years ago, the state's largest water utility sued three rural northwest Iowa counties. The Des Moines Waterworks says field runoff there is allowing high nitrate levels into the Raccoon River. That's one of the sources the utility uses to supply their 500,000 customers with drinking water. To say the least, the lawsuit is not popular with big ag groups. Now Jared Klein, a Republican lawmaker and hog farmer from eastern Iowa, has introduced a bill that would dismantle the independent board that governs the utility.
The lawsuit is not mentioned. Nobody's mentioned by name in the bill. Those are all decisions for the people who are on the board.
Currently, board members are appointed by the mayor of Des Moines. The bill would hand control of the utility's $250 million in assets to a new board. It would be made up of local municipalities, including surrounding suburbs, which buy water from the utility. Klein says he's been hearing from people around the metro, and they're saying,
our rates are going up, and we have no say in anything that's going on.
The CEO of the Des Moines Waterworks, Bill Stowe, says Klein's being disingenuous.
At least have the courage to say this really is about artist-like for Des Moines Waterworks and their clean water litigation.
Under the legislation, Stowe could be fired at will, and the lawsuit could be dissolved. Stowe says in the short term, the law would be devastating to capital improvements. He says it would stand in the way of replacing water mains before they break or improving technology to clean the water.
Reminds those of us in our business very much of the state intrusion and overreach that happened in Michigan that ultimately led to a chain of events that created significant public health problems for residents of Flint, Michigan.
Meanwhile, the city of Des Moines has registered in support of the legislation.
Now is the time to make the decision to regionalize.
That's Des Moines City Manager Scott Sanders. He says without a regional board, you could have the surrounding suburbs and companies that currently purchase water from the Des Moines Waterworks in a competition.
All competing to have that next source further up the river, the best location for wells, and possibly even controlling that land and that access for their own need and their own need only.
But Des Moines Senator Matt McCoy says the city's formal support is like surrendering before the first shot has been fired. There's a similar bill in the Senate. The Democrat is not opposed to a regional system, but he says it's moving too fast and not thought out. He says, for example, it does nothing to prohibit the utility from being privatized.
And if it was privatized, I think we could be at risk. We could put citizens at risk. And I think also potentially lose a lot of the investment that the taxpayers have made over the last really 100 years.
McCoy even questions the legislative committees the bills were filed in. He says this is a local government or commerce issue, not to be handled in an agriculture committee.
I think if we were doing this to rural Iowa, they would be raising hell.
Critics like McCoy say the bill has corporate agriculture written all over it. Meanwhile, the Farm Bureau says they have had nothing to do with the bill. And the legislation could be eligible for debate in both Republican-led chambers this week. In Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.